السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وبه نستعين، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم، أما بعد. Yes, alhamdulillah, we are excited because this is our fourth episode with regards to the preparation towards Ramadan, our preparation for this beautiful month that is ahead of us. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And today's lesson, mashallah, is going to be a beautiful short lesson. But inshallah ta'ala, we must take ibrah and lesson from this, because this is also part of our building up towards a beautiful Ramadan. And what is this so important? It is our family ties. It is our family relations. Inshallah ta'ala, we find ourselves in such a situation that we are not normal as we normally would go outside to go and seek sustenance. Here's an opportunity for us, as the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned to us, how to increase our sustenance, and how valid for today, how to prolong our lives. Subhanallah, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that the one who joins family ties, who gives his complete focus towards his family, and he does not cut that family ties, what will happen to such a person? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase his sustenance for them. How do we, subhanallah, stress today? We find ourselves in such a situation whereby some of us, we are not currently working at the moment. Some of us, our salaries has been cut. But here, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving us a beautiful, beautiful antidote, a beautiful cure to this. And what is that? That is that if we join our family ties, if we spend our time beautifully with our close relatives, then what will happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will extend our rizq for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us abundance of sustenance. And here, subhanallah, what comes into the heart of a believer? It is yaqeen. It is total tawakkul and dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what we need to understand. That if we do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهُ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. He subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever is conscious of his Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a way open for him. A way open in what? We are stressing today. Why? Because we are locked up in our own houses. Although it is in the comfort of our own homes, what happens? We are stressed out about it. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you are just conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah opens the path to your rizq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the path to our sustenance. And whatever our hearts desires, Allah will make it easy for us. Subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Put your complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَهُوَ حَزْبُهُ. For indeed, He subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for us. This is a sign for us as believers to completely turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our needs. We need to cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a way to achieve this by the words and the beautiful Mubarak lips of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is just to spend quality time with our family members, to give the haqq over to them, subhanallah. And another lesson that we can take from here is that our lives will be prolonged. Everybody is fearing COVID-19, coronavirus. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks through His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and He says that I will prolong your life. Do we not completely believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we not completely put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That He is the one who's in control, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one that is our cherisher, our nourisher, our creator, our sustainer. Everything that we can think about that is good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of that. And He has got the complete might and power in order to give that to us, subhanallah. So here, let us take this beautiful time now. We have to prepare now. I cannot be a tyrant in my house. I cannot be, subhanallah, whatever bad is out there or bad thoughts is out there with regards to me being within my house. What should I do? I should try to be the best. And now is the way, the build-up to Ramadan. I want to be the best mu'min and the best Muslim in the month of Ramadan. Yes, the month of Sha'ban, the month of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How did he prepare for this month? Let us read up about this, inshaAllah ta'ala. And one of those things is how to be kind and beautiful to our own close relatives, our family members, our own children, our own spouses, subhanAllah. May Allah afford us the opportunity in order to become the best that we can be to them. And inshaAllah ta'ala, our sustenance will be extended and our lives will be prolonged. No COVID-19 is above the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is only but a family, a soldier from amongst the soldiers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an army from amongst the armies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has released in order to teach us as humans something, us as the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something, that even something as minute as a virus can bring the entire globe to a standstill. Inshallah ta'ala, may Allah grant us the understanding of this. May we be the best family members to our family. May we be the best fathers to our children. May we be the best mothers to our children. May we be the best husbands to our wives. May we be the best wives to our husbands. And inshallah ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, the cream of the crop is worth it. Whomsoever of us have our family members, which is our mothers and our fathers who are so dear to us, they are with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to be the best children and for them to be the best parents. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us sustenance in a way that we cannot imagine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prolong our lives, and inshallah ta'ala, many Ramadans after this, we will be able to witness inshallah. And that is the dua that we make. Ya Allah, Allahumma barik lana fima baqiya sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Wassalamu rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.